You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Alaya Kim Thorpe, a sought-after speaker, consultant, and authority on organizational transformation. He is the creator of The Thriving Organization, a new philosophy to transform organizations, which is both a philosophy and a systematic process created to help businesses create frameworks to become organizations with externally and internally centered, purpose-driven, solution-focused, service-oriented, and profit-savvy organizations with employees positioned to create lasting change within the company and in the world. Mr. Thorpe, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. It is a privilege for me as well. Thank you so much. I don't know what I'm going to do to follow that introduction, but hopefully I could be of service to you and your listeners.
Well, it certainly is our honor and pleasure to have you with us today. Looking forward to hearing from you. So first of all, tell us, who are you and what type of work do you perform for starters?
Well, I am I've almost been in corporate America for 20 years, nearly 20 years, working for Fortune 10 to Fortune 500 companies, working in sort of managing in multinational project teams. My background, corporate background, is as a senior network engineer or architect in the field of information technology. I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for more than 10 years now. I'm a speaker, a thought leader, and most importantly, I'm a father and husband. So I consider those to be the greatest challenge that I've ever had, my greatest goals that I've been able to attain as a father and husband. So that's a little bit about who I am.
Tell me, why do you feel qualified to talk about organizational structures or entrepreneurship?
Well, I feel qualified because of my corporate background, being able to work for Fortune 10 to Fortune 500 companies for nearly two decades, being able to manage multinational teams. It's given me great exposure to understand how corporate America works. And so as I was sort of evaluating and assessing my own corporate background, as well as being an entrepreneur, I really wanted to develop a new system or a new philosophy to help really organizations be sustainable. I mean, you have to look at now the landscape of corporate America. You know, the landscape is a lot more challenging. It's very different. There's a lot of constraints and constraints for organizations today. And with the advent of a global economy, I really wanted to develop a system which would really help organizations become not only profit-centered organizations, but more importantly, people-centered organizations, and really help to really initiate or ignite sort of an entrepreneurial spirit within even small organizations to large multinational organizations as well.
Now, you created a system to transform organizations. What is it and what inspired you to develop this system?
Well, the system that I developed is called the Thriving Organization. It's basically a acronym that I developed, which is sort of a systematic way of really helping your organization move forward. Oftentimes when we start looking at organizations, we understand the technical aspects of an organization. We understand profit margin. You understand dividends. You understand return on investments. You understand how to develop products. And so what I really wanted to do was to take more of a people-centered approach to organizations, because without people, there's no organizations. And so in addition to that, I was also evaluating my own organization, being an entrepreneur for 10-plus years. I really wanted to take a deep dive in terms of, is my organization doing what its vision and mission is designed to do? And so as I was evaluating that, I developed this whole new acronym called Thriving.
Today we are joined by Eliakim Thorpe, a sought-after speaker, consultant, and authority on organizational transformation and the creator of the Thriving Organization, a new philosophy to transform organizations here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Eliakim, what does thriving actually stand for?
So the first letter in the acronym, thriving, is T, which is transforming. And when I talk about transforming, I'm not just simply talking about changing your processes or procedures or how you do business. It was really looking at how to identify and assess behaviors within the organization. And so if the organization is going to change, the people have to change within the organization. And so really what this is really taking a look and really helping an organization assess its readiness for change. Are you able to change from the inside out? Oftentimes, organizations look at changing from the outside in, being stimulated by external market conditions. But this was really taking a look at the people of an organization, at the leaders of an organization, and really assessing, are you really ready to make the type of radical change necessary to move your organization forward and for it to become sustainable? And so it's really, you know, a change, an identity change from the inside out, you know, looking at understanding that you can't be who you are today if you are trying to get to a particular end state. And transformation is always occurring in an organization, so it should always be happening within an organization, because at the center of any transformation is people. People fuel transformation because we're fluid, we're dynamic, we're always changing, we're always evolving. And so if people are evolving, then it would make sense that organizations need to also evolve. H, the second letter in the acronym, H for harness, this is really about being able to tap into the full potential of the employee. Oftentimes, organizations, in my experience has been, is that we often hire people based upon skill. But really, I wanted to sort of reassess and sort of change the dynamic or the model in terms of how we hire individuals and how we harness the potential of individuals. And so as I looked at my own experience as an entrepreneur, what was most important to me was I need to employ will. If I can employ an individual that shares my values, shares the vision of an organization, then I can empower that individual's skill set and they'll be a much more valuable employee. And so one of the things I wanted to do was make sure that that I was positioning myself as a leader in my own organization, as well as helping other organizations being able to tap into the full potential of the employee, because people are the cornerstone of every organization. Without empowered employees, you have a powerless organization. The third letter in the acronym, R for relational, this was really trying to really create a new paradigm in terms of the relational hierarchy between the leaders and its employees. And oftentimes you see a top-down hierarchical relationship between the employees and the decision makers. And this was really a way for me to really try to understand and try to help organizations as well as my own business how to harness the diversity of employees, how to manage differences, how to build a cohesive team, and understanding how to navigate the different employee archetypes within an organization. How do you manage all these employees with different skill sets, with different personalities and characteristics to really build a cohesive team? And that requires really building a horizontal relationship, being able to be relational and intentionally relational to make sure that you're getting the best out of your employees and that you have a cohesive team that's working together on one accord. I, for intuitive, I believe that every organization needs to have sort of a built-in intuition, sort of a gut instinct, being able to sense change before change arrives. Oftentimes, organizations are looking at factual data and evidence that it typically initiate the type of change. But really what I wanted to do was to help organizations understand that there's sometimes a gut instinct that you have that you know there's change that is on the horizon, and being able to take that unseen or unknown or information and being able to intertwine it with your factual data. It's really giving you a view of the future of an organization without the use of the five senses. And so that was very important in terms of being able to really have the leader as well as the organization have a sense of intuition, a gut instinct about what needs to happen to, for this organization to continue to remain relevant. V for being visionary. It's the ability to abandon organizational norms to reach its organizational destiny. It's being able to paint a picture of what the organization is to become. If you look at most organizations started with a particular vision of what it is they were designed to do, sort of its mission, its organizational destiny. And so this was really sort of reemphasizing an organization's reason for existence, like understanding what it's supposed to do and what type of products it's supposed to produce and the type of goods and services that assist humanity. I for being inspired. Inspired people create inspired organizations. And if you don't have an inspired individual, you won't have an inspired organization. If you look at organizations, an organization is a rigid and sort of fixed structured entity which is incapable of being inspired because it's incapable of life. And so when you talk about having an inspired organization, it's about being able to inspire your people. And if you can inspire people, then you can have an inspired organization that can do very well and can remain sustainable and create new customers, because that's just so important about having inspired people. Because most oftentimes organizations try to inspire people by incentivizing them with money. But if you look at today's society, people are not incentivized by money. They're incentivized by meaning and feeling like they're a part of an organization that's doing that's contributing to its community and contributing to the economy in a meaningful way. And for being noble, this is really about the character of an organization. People don't just purchase products because of pricing. People purchase products, goods, and services because of the character of an organization. What organizations really want to have is they want people who connect to them emotionally, that they're buying their products and services because of an emotional connection to the organization. And people connect to organizations based upon who they are, character, the values, the principles by which an organization functions. And then G, which is giving. For me, I believe that this is the final step of every organization. It's moving from being a transformational organization to now being a giving organization. And when I talk about giving, I'm talking about an organization that has an authentic connection to its community, that it has an authentic connection to its people internally as well as externally to the business. It has a connection to its customers. And so there's now an authentic relationship where it's built upon being able to give back to its community in a meaningful way. It's more than just going out. It's about reaching out. It's being able to be part of social change, being able to be an organization that's willing to confront the challenges in its community in a meaningful way.
Well, certainly a brilliant system that has been created here. Certainly appreciate your breaking that down. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final takeaway for the listener today?
Well, yeah, there's definitely one thing I think is very important for organizations, and I happened to come across a specific quote by Calvin Coolidge, and he says, "No enterprise can exist for itself alone. It ministers to some great need. It performs some great service, not for itself but for others. Or failing therein, it ceases to be profitable and ceases to exist." So I think that really sums up the essence of my system when I talk about that an organization does not exist for itself, but it exists for the common good of people. And I think Calvin Coolidge summarized my system in its essence, that if an organization is not reaching its people or its customers in a meaningful and tangible way, then it won't be relevant in the future.
That is very, very well said. Certainly I do appreciate your joining us. Where can folks find you and be in touch?
If people are interested in finding more information about me or my system, they can reach me at my website at www.eliakimthorpespeaks. There you'll find an ebook that I created that deals with one component of the system, transforming your organization. And you'll also find all of my social media links where you can connect to me via social media. So I encourage you to go to that website, www.eliakimthorpespeaks.com. And again, I appreciate you having me on your show today.
And it certainly has been our pleasure as well. Again, Eliakim, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We've been speaking with Eliakim Thorpe, a sought-after speaker, consultant, and authority on organizational transformation, and the creator of The Thriving Organization, a new philosophy to transform organizations. And once again, the website of reference is EliakimThorpeSpeaks.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.